This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. What you need to know about the A-list economic story of this day, our first look at gross domestic product growth in the third quarter that we got this morning. What you need to know, aside from the fact that it was kind of underwhelming at 2% on an annualized basis, given the streak this economy's been on, it's about what was in this economy. It's a trailing indicator, a lagging indicator, economists call it. So let's us do a little digging to see if we can't get a peek at the future in today's data, shall we? Business inventories was a big thing in the last 3 months, or more accurately, the lack of business inventories. They have been falling ever since the pandemic started. Supply chain, right? And indeed, they fell again last quarter, but not by as much as they have been falling. And therein, reports Marketplace's Justin Ho, lies a pretty good sign about where this economy might be headed.
Business inventories are low right now because factories and supply chains just can't keep up with consumer demand.
Goods are just flying off the shelf once they're completed.
That's Sarah House, an economist at Wells Fargo. She says this past quarter, retailers' inventories have been so low that people have been putting off purchases.
For a lot of consumers going out shopping, they don't have enough product to choose from, so they're maybe not buying at all.
Consumer spending on goods fell by over 9% at an annual rate. Harvard economics professor Jason Furman says that's why inventories didn't fall as much as they have been.
Mostly because people just weren't buying as much.
Now, spending on inventory is not nearly as big a part of overall GDP as consumer spending. But Furman says changes in inventory levels can have big ripple effects.
When you don't have a lot of inventories, you can have shortages, you can have price increases. Conversely, when you're rebuilding your inventories, that itself can be a source of economic growth.
Because to supply those inventories, manufacturers have to expand production. Tim Dewey is an economics professor at the University of Oregon.
Think of that process, right? That process is they've got to hire people. They've got to invest in new plant and capital, right? And all of that is creating more, you know, economic growth.
And Dewey says that means consumers will finally have more goods available to buy, and they want to buy.
If you could boost, for example, inventories of cars, then consumer spending on cars would rise.
And that would increase the biggest component of GDP, consumer spending. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.